रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 41. अंशुमान्स क्वेस्ट. फाइंडिंग हिज सन्स हैड बीन अवे एन अनकंशनेबल लॉन्ग टाइम, Sagara turned to his grandson, who was resplendent in his own energy. Brave you are and well educated. You are not behind your forefathers in prowess or energy. Bring me the news of your uncles and of him who has made away with the horse. The beings that inhabit the interior of the earth are of terrible might and power. Arm yourself against them with your bow and sword. Offer reverence to those that deserve it, and spare not those that might seek to hinder you. Come back unto me with news of success, and enable me to complete the sacrifice. Thus directed by his noble grandsire, Amshuman set out in hot haste on his quest, armed with sword and bow. Following his grandsire's direction, he soon came upon the path dug into the bowels of the earth by his valiant uncles. He took that away and came upon the Diggaja, honored by the Daityas, Danavas, Rakshasas, Pisachas, Pannagas, and Uragas. He went round it, inquired after its welfare, and respectfully asked for news of his uncles, as also of the horse thief, to which the elephant replied, O son of Asamanjas, soon shalt thou come back with success and the horse with you. The other elephants whom he came upon confirmed the glad tidings. Soon shall we see you come back honored and with a long-lost horse. Extremely intelligent and no mean speakers themselves, they encouraged him with the fresh hopes by the prophetic assertions. On he hastened to where his ill-starred uncles lay, a heap of ashes. His heart burst with grief at the miserable sight, and in a loud voice he bewailed the untimely and shameful fate of his uncles. And there was a sacrificial horse grazing all innocently nearby, as if it were not the evil destiny. He desired to offer libations of water unto their manes, but search as he would, not a drop of water could be found anywhere. Casting his eyes around, he espied the uncle of his uncles. Even as Garuda, the lord of birds, shining with the brilliance of the lord of fire. And to him spake the valiant Garuda, Grieve not, noble son, they deserved their death. They perished even in their pride, burned to ashes by the inscrutable might of Kapila's glances. And to these libations of earthly water would do no good. Nothing but the sacred waters of Ganga, the eldest daughter of Himavan, and the all-purifying stream should wash out those ungodly ones reduced to a heap of ashes. Then and then alone shalt thou be able to raise these 60,000 victims of foolish temerity to the abode of the blessed. Take thou the horse back with thee and enable thy grandfather to complete the sacrifice. The valiant Amshuman obeyed him with a heavy heart. Soon he stood before his grandsire and acquainted him with the details of his quest, the unhappy fate of his uncles, and of the advice of Garuda. Sagara listened to the terrible news with a breaking heart and hastened to complete the rite according to the rules. He returned to his capital, but he could not decide unto himself what course to adopt in the manner of bringing down Ganga to the terrestrial regions. And thus in doubt and anxiety, in aimless thought and ceaseless remorse, did he pass away to the region of the immortals. And his reign on earth was 32,000 years. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.